morning. I hate to make you stop all your visiting because it's nice to be friendly, but it is time to start our service. We have a few announcements. And first of all, I want to welcome you to this Lord's Day service. And we are not only glad you are here, we're glad that Pastor Warren Fole is with us, and he will deliver the message today. He is the director of the Bridges program. We hope that you'll learn more about it in the fellowship hour afterwards, because he will stay and be with us a while. About our fellowship, you're all accustomed to going to it, but today is special. Our hostess today is Matilda Bristol. She is 8 years old, and she made everything herself, and she took her recipes out of the Anne of Green Gables cookbook, so we know it will be good. In the narthex, as you came in the main entrance, you may have noticed a box with the words, "Ramp Up." This is a donation box to purchase a ramp for Habitat for Humanity. This ramp will be lent out to people whose homes may be inaccessible. Each ramp costs $10,000. We are partnering with two other churches to purchase this equipment. If you can donate, please do so after the service. You will notice in your bulletin three community events this week that we hope you will support. We encourage you to spread the word about Loaves and Fishes. This ministry has been restarted after a long hiatus. We'd like as many folks to come out as possible, and it's at Thursday night at Stella Maritz in Green Bay, Sister Bay. I do know where it is. Now let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Thank you.
watchword for the week is taken from Psalm 145, verse 8. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Please stand, if you are able, and turn to hymn 714, Blessed Assurance.
Thank you.
righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Jesus makes my heart rejoice. Charity Door Cancer. Door Cancer Incorporated hopes to alleviate suffering through monetary aid for families battling the financial drain of a cancer diagnosis. The organization is operated by volunteers, so there are no administrative fees. All money donated is distributed to people in cancer treatment, used for rent, for utilities, food, and other financial needs. Thus far, $100.8 million has been donated to families serving 761 people just in Door County. As we take up our joyful noise offering, the children will come up first. You are welcome to follow the children, but if you'd like to remain in your seats, the ushers will come by to assist you. Scripture is taken from the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle vow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today, I declare that I will restore to you double. The New Testament scripture is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you when you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all that you are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. My name is Warren, as you've already heard, and I have to say I enjoyed watching all of your faces when you thought we raised $100 million. That was beautiful. I was going to just close the service in prayer and thank Jesus. I have the incredible privilege, along with my wife Brenda, to lead Door County Bridges, which is a program that loves and serves on the international students that come to work and play in our beautiful corner of the world. And after serving 6 years as a missionary in Poland and 15 years as a pastor in Syracuse, we have just developed an incredible heart for people who come to our country and with the desire that they would know Christ. But I want to start this morning by asking you all a question. And it's okay to talk in church, so I'm hoping you're going to respond to me. Do you believe that God could use you, every one of you, to change the world? That is the good church answer, because that is exactly right. I believe that God can actually use each and every one of us to change the world, no matter our age, no matter our financial situation, no matter whether we're seasonal or part-timers, no matter how long we've been walking with Jesus. I believe that it's his desire that we would make a difference. I believe built actually into the DNA of our being as men and women created in the image of God, that we have this innate desire to make a difference, to leave a mark. Now, the question, of course, is how do we do that? What is that big thing that he wants us to do? And I actually think Jesus answers that question when a Pharisee, who actually is trying to trip him up, asks him this question. And he says, what is the greatest commandment in all of the Old Testament? Out of the 39 Old Testament books, out of the 613 do's and don'ts, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus replies very wisely in Matthew 22, and I want you to listen to how he responds. He says this, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replies, and many of you have heard this many, many times, but I want you to try to listen to it as if Jesus were speaking that to us right now. And he says this, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And you would have thought That would have been the end, because they said, what is the greatest commandment? But he goes on and he says, the second is just like this first one. And he says, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. And in short, Jesus is saying this, the greatest commandment for all and each and every one of us is to love God with every fiber of your being. And then, you want to show God's love? Love your neighbor with every fiber of your being. And when you do that, I'm going to use you to change the world. In fact, he then gave them what we know is the Great Commission, the final marching orders. Right before he teleports up into heaven and he disappears from his disciples, he gives them the Great Commission in Matthew 28. And he says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. That's making a world change. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. So he answers in a very simple way. He says, love God, love your neighbor, and you can change the world. So let me ask you this question once again. Would you like God to use you to change the world? Good. I can go on. That's good. I really believe that God wants us to do that. And I know it could sound like an info commercial, and I don't mean it to be that, but I believe one of the greatest ways that we can do that as we live in this beautiful part of the world in Door County is to get engaged with our neighbors, neighbors that come from around the world. You realize that actually 300,000 students every year come to America from about 200 countries to work here in America on what's known as a J-1 visa. It gives them 3 months to work, 1 month to kind of play and travel, and then they have to go back. Here in Door County alone, we've had over 500 applications to work in Door County. We did a little math, and we've been in existence for 27 years, and we've had the privilege and the joy of loving and caring and showing students from 72 different countries the love of Jesus through hospitality and through friendship. And the majority of that is done by individuals and churches. And I want to just say thank you to Ephraim Moravian Church. You guys have been a very active and wonderful supporting church for our mission. I want to give a special shout out to Maggie. And I've not met Maggie. And Maggie, are you here? And it's not okay. Maggie, hopefully you're watching online. And I just want to thank Maggie for being our liaison. And if Pastor Don were here, I would give her thanks as well, because she's a great supporter. You know, as a ministry and as a church, what we do, because we want to make a difference, we want to change the world, is we come alongside these students and we give them meaningful cultural experiences. When we were watching our fireworks, we talked with our students about America and the freedoms that we have and why we believe we're a great country. I mean, there are a lot of great cultural things. Probably one of the most important is teaching them how to make a s'more. I mean, you can't go back to your country and not know how to make a s'more. We help them in their English. We connect them with American families, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. We help them resolve problems. We have 5 free events. We get them there. We feed them. One of the pastors gives a message. In fact, this week coming up, I think it's this week, you are connected with another church, and we're sponsoring a kayaking event, and our students can't wait, and you guys are helping make that possible. So, in short, through hospitality and service, we become ambassadors for Christ. And I like to think of it this way. We actually become God with skin on for these folks. And I often will hear someone say, well, what difference can it really make if I drive a student to Walmart, or if I have them for dinner and I show them how to grill a brat? And really, does it make a difference? And what I want to tell you is you will never, ever know the eternal difference when we show kindness and extravagant love to one of our neighbors. Several years ago, we had a talent show, and all the students came and they were able to do different things. And there was a gal from China, and as it was going on, she walked to the pastor of the church where we were holding this, and she said this, I've been watching you guys all summer long. You've loved me, you've invited me into your home, you've helped me not feel alone. And you keep talking about what does it mean to be a Christ follower, a Christian. And she said, I want to know more about that. So the pastor sat down, he shared what it meant to be a Christian, how to become a Christian, and she accepted Christ, and she continues to this day to be following Christ. And if you would have asked her American Connection friend, the one she connected with, you know, do you think you're making a difference? They said, well, you know, we took her putt-putt. We went hiking at the park, and we took her to Walmart. I don't really know if I made a difference. Well, guess what? It made an eternal difference. She changed the world because of that. My wife and I had the privilege of having a couple girls from Albania. And one of these girls got done, went back to school, fell in love with a guy, moved to London to be with him, only discovered that he was a married man and he'd been yanking her chain and taking advantage of her. And she went into a severe, severe depression. In fact, she tried to take her life twice. And serendipitously, my wife called her up on WhatsApp just to see how she's doing. And she shared openly because we had developed a relationship and she knew she could trust us. And she shared what was going on. And my wife, through WhatsApp and through this beautiful little online tool called God Tools, shared with her that Jesus loved her, that he had never abandoned her, that he would give her strength. And she received Christ. She's now connected to a church in London, and she's doing really well. You see, you never know the difference that we can make. Both of those stories make me think of the parable in Matthew 25, where Jesus is separating the sheep, those who are righteous and who trusted in him, and the goats, those who denied him. And I just want you to listen to this and just think about what it means when we accept and we love on our neighbor, our international students. In verse 37, it says this, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And listen to what the king, what Jesus says. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. It was service unto Christ. Now, I want to read to you from one of my favorite translations. It's called the NRWV. It's the New Revised Warren Version. It's really a great, great verse. It's a joke, by the way. No such thing. But listen to how I would translate this when we think about our international students. When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, truly I tell you, whenever you drove to Walmart and sat in the parking lot for 1.5 hours, when you sat around the campfire eating your 43rd s'more, sharing stories of your family and faith, when you ate the chicken feet your student from China cooked for you, which they did for me, you did it for me. And you see, through acts of kindness and love, we actually can change the world. You know, maybe this year you would want to dip your feet into loving on a student or two and becoming an ambassador, God with skin on, for these folks. You don't have to house them. The employers, that's their responsibility. All we do is we engage them in our life. If we're going hiking, we invite them. If we're going to have dinner, we just put another plate on the table. If we're going to Walmart, we invite them to go with us. And our goal is just to be available and to love them. Right now, we have about 100 students connected with American Connection families. We have 10 students who have signed up that we've not been able to connect with anybody. And we're just praying and hoping that God will raise up some more people who might be interested in doing that. About a month ago, I was walking to get my mail. I live on Waters End Road up by the ice cream factory. And I saw a girl from Jamaica who was trying to ride a bike, but the tires were flat, the front wheel was kind of wonky, and I thought, okay, why don't you come down to my house? We walked her down, I brought my wife out, introduced her, we pumped up her tires, we straightened up her wheels. She didn't know how to ride a bike, so we tried to teach her. That actually is a prayer request for this poor girl. She should never be on a bicycle. But you know what, in that moment we became for that girl? We became God with skin on. I didn't have to do anything outside of my normal life except for pump up a tire and help her wheel not be wonky. About 2 weeks later, we're out in the yard working. We hear these two students with an accent behind our hedgerow, and we go out, and sure enough, there are a couple girls from the Dominican Republic, just wonderful girls. They're actually our American Connection friends now. And one girl who had seen my wife up at the ice cream factory said, She asked Brenda, Brenda, are you a Christian? And my wife said, we are. And she said, I could see it in your eyes. And we had cut some lilacs off our tree and put it into a glass jar and gave it to them. Didn't cost us anything. And the other girl said, oh, you are like angels to us. And in a moment, just for a moment, we became God with skin on. And we loved on our neighbor, which ultimately, according to that parable, we were serving Jesus. And in that, I believe, we were changing the world. And so I hope that you would consider possibly doing that at the end of the service. I'll be hanging out if you have questions on how to do that. Another thing you can go to our website, DC, Door County, dcbridges.org. We need help driving people. We need help setting up. But there's all kinds of ways to be engaged, and we would love to have you be a part of it. Because I believe if we love God and we love our neighbor, we can change the world. And I want to close praying the words of Christ for this service and for this sermon. May we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our minds. This, O Lord, is the first and greatest commandment, you tell us. And then we want to obey the second, and we want to show our love for you by loving on our neighbor as ourselves. Because, Lord, when we do these two things, we ask that you would use us to change the world. Amen. We want to continue in our service by taking an offertory. If God is a great God and he is a provider, he meets our every need, it makes sense that as an act of worship that we would give back to him by acknowledging he is the giver of all good things. So the ushers will be coming forward to take your offering. Thank you. to turn to the Father at any point in time to ask him anything. And thankfully, he actually listens to our prayers, and our prayers are an integral part of what he does in the world. And today we want to remember in prayer Jane, Kathy, and Harold, both all three in need of physical strength and healing. There's no doubt with a group this large that there are many unspoken needs. And so let's go before the Father and thank him for the privilege of being here, but also go before him and ask for these people. Father, we bow our heads before you and we acknowledge your presence. We thank you that we don't have to beg your presence. Your word tells us that wherever two or three are gathered, you're there in their midst. So we thank you that you're here. And amazingly, even before we lift our request, Lord, your word tells us you already know them, and yet you invite us to participate by acknowledging that you can do all things. And so in humility and with great confidence, we come before you and we pray for Jane and Kathy and Harold. Lord, you know the needs they have. You know the healing that they require. Lord, your word tells us that every tear that we shed is caught in a bottle. That's how intimately connected you are to us. And I thank you that today you are very close with them. And Lord, for the unspoken requests, for the things that we do not share, whether it's out of shame or whatever it may be, I thank you that you are connected to us, that you know what's going on, and we just ask your blessing on each and every one of us. And Lord, I want to pray for Pastor Dawn. I thank you for her leadership in this church. I thank you, Lord, that you have given her the gifts and the abilities to shepherd and to care. And I just pray today that as she is at another church, kind of just supporting and helping, that she would experience your goodness and your blessing. We love you and we thank you. And Lord, you've taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before his presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority forever.